Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to V's After Dark. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady. If this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual freaky good time. Gotta make that little announcement. V's After Dark is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable. Check them out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Tonight's show is all about intimacy. Now, everybody has a different thing about intimacy, but I want to hear what you guys think about intimacy and what is your definition. You know, yeah, you into it, nah, you're not. Maybe. I also have this sexy ex-porn star, Miss Desire 101, calling in to answer a few of our questions. I'll be taking her to the V-Spot tonight also. If you don't know what this V-Spot is, sit back, listen, because once we go to the V-Spot, there's no going back. But before we talk to Miss Desire, I want to let you know, as usual, V's After Dark will be at Exotica Atlantic City at the Taj Mahal, booth 713. Right across from Star Valley. Make sure you stop by. Holla at your girl. Get to see me and some really sexy ladies. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to pick up some of them pleasure products you need. You know, we got them all sitting there. And if you would like to go get a one-day VIP pass to Exotica, all you got to do is go purchase the 2013 Who is V calendar. You don't have to do anything special other than put in the comment section, Exotica 2013, your name, your address, and definitely a phone number. Because every Tuesday up until the 9th of April, I'll be drawing one winner live on the air. And I'll be giving you a phone call, so you never know who's going to win. If you don't get a phone call or no one gets a phone call, that means that week we had no winners. There is no cash value for this, so you can only use this for Exotica. The normal cost is $70, so you figure you get a calendar with sexy ladies that you could use and look at even without the months, and you get to go to Exotica. All you got to do is provide your own way to Atlantic City. And if you would like to know what's going on with me throughout the week when I'm not on the air, you could find me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. I'm always talking to my fans, and I'm always talking to everyone on there. And you can always like V's After Dark Pleasure Products on Facebook. But remember, when we're at Exotica, we're going to be live. That's right. 3 days, 2 hours a day, live airing from Exotica. So if you've always wanted to be on the radio but didn't know how, or was like, they really not airing, this stuff is pre-recorded, here's your chance to see me broadcasting live right there at our booth. And we're going to have fun with it. You never know, I might pinpoint you, because we're going to be doing some interviews right there on the spot. We've got some hot people that have already agreed to sit down and talk with me. Also, remember, as in every week, I'll be doing my live demo. This week's toy is the double bullet. After this show, it will be featured on the homepage of thetourlady.com. So sit back, listen, and call in with your questions to 646-716-8041. Remember, you can also just listen at that number. But if you want to talk to the host, all you got to do is press the 1, and I'll get you on the air to answer some questions. So talk to me, people. It's Tuesday night, and you know your girl is always hyped. I'm sure everybody would love to know what I did this week. As usual, preparing for my show, you know, I had to go on and I wobbled it up tonight. Had to act silly, had to act a fool, but I'm here with you. A little hoarse for whatever reason. I think the weather got it going on. But I want to talk about this intimacy because I'm finding more and more that especially men don't understand what intimacy means. You know, fucking your girl is not intimacy. That's called sex, dear. You know, intimacy is not about sex. It's about how you talk to your mate, how you deal with them, how when something happens, how you're there. That's what intimacy is. Sometimes all you got to do is say, how's your day going? And the person will take that as being intimate. But everybody doesn't understand that. So I figured I'd touch on it because it's something that we don't always talk about. And then we're also going to talk about, on some future shows, we're going to have a word of the week, and we're going to start talking about the human body and the sexual parts. We're going to talk about things like fellatio and give you the definition and vagina and anal, and we're going to get into some hot spots like the prostate. And we're going to use the real technical terms. We're not going to be using terms like dick, pussy, and all that. We're going to actually get up in it. So that's going to be fun. And that's some stuff that's going to be happening on future shows. Also, next week, I've got a hot guest coming on. Oh, my God, this chick is so sexy. She is the only topless DJ right now, the first female DJ to ever DJ the AVN Awards, DJ Starlet. And oh my God, I've got some of her music I'm going to play next week. You know, she's got some hot tracks. She sent me a few. I'm loving her music. I already liked her anyway because I've had a chance to meet her. But after that, the following week, we've got Cam Girl, Sammy Brooks. And if you've never seen Sammy Brooks in person, she is beautiful. She is the true MILF, you know, along with my MILF that's coming on tonight, Miss Desire. But we've just got some great upcoming guests. You know, I've had people, you know, so many people I can't even name everybody, which is fabulous. And I want to thank you guys for continuing to listen to me. And every week my audience grows and grows and we have so much fun. And you're going to start seeing me more and more talking. I'm trying to respond to people on Twitter. I'm trying to acknowledge all my followers. So if you're a new follower on Twitter or you're new to the show, thank you. I know some people are going to be up in the chat room tonight, and I'm telling everybody, shoot out your questions from the chat room because it's not always possible to get on the air when the show is going strong. You know, tonight, like I said, we're actually going to have fun. You know, Miss Desire is one of those people who seeing her on film is one thing, but meeting her in person is totally different. You know, she is ultimately just silly as hell. So we're going to have a lot of fun with her tonight. Oh, Lord, what else? Let's see. We got the toy demo. We got my voice trying to go. So I'm almost, I would like to, everybody, oh, anybody who knows my girl Naomi, shout out to Miss Banks, but I got to let her know Duke is going down. So for those of you who are them Blue Devils, I'm sorry. I'm sticking behind state. I don't normally get into the basketball thing, but, you know, I am going to get into it. I'm still rooting for both of the Michigan teams. You know, until they go head-to-head, I will be rooting for each team individually. Go U of M. That's maize and blue, and I'm voting for the, and I'm also going for the green and white of the Michigan State Spartans. So when they go up against Duke, you know, as much as I got a lot of folks who are Duke fans, you know, I'm going to go and stick with them Spartans right now. Sparty kind of got my heart right now. And I have a Sparty vibrator from Sporty Vibe. So Sporty Vibe gets to, you know, get their shout out tonight. And if Sporty Vibe is listening, yes, I still got it. I'm loving it. So, wow. God, you know, we got about 20 minutes before our guest calls in. What do you guys think? You know, talk to me about this intimacy, because I really want to hear about intimacy. What do you guys think about it? Yes, no? Do y'all really get into it? Do you not get into it? You know, is it fake? Is it something that old people do? Is it something that's not real? Talk to me. Let me know what's going on. I see the people listening. I'm loving all this. I'm feeling this vibe. Oh, and I got some hot music. You know, if anybody knows who, I want to say his name correct, Jay Caesar. Let him know your girl want to holler at him. I would like to get some, I've got some of his music, but I want to talk to him to see if I could get him on here, because he's got a couple of songs. That shit is hot off his CD that I got a chance to pop in the CD player the other day. Also, if you know anybody sexy or freaky, tell them to tune into the show, because you never know what I'm going to talk about. I had a person post a message on my Facebook page saying, talk about more anal. Well, sweetie, just send me a message. What type of anal do you want to talk about? You want to talk about butt plugs? You want to talk about your man getting fucked in his ass? You know, get a little bit more specific, because, you know, it's anal. What are you talking about? Anal squirting? Anal, you know. I love the question that was posted, but when you say talk about more anal, how much anal can I talk about? It's yes or no or maybe, you know. So I'm not understanding you. But I do appreciate you listening to the show last week and posting that question. I just want to get a little bit more details out of your question for that anal. And I'm still taking questions for shows. So anybody who wants to, like, post it on the Facebook page, shoot me a tweet. I don't always see the tweets, so when I don't see it, don't get mad and say, she don't answer her tweets. I've been getting more and more tweets every day, so it's kind of hard to keep track of them. And I try to, if you say good morning, I try to respond. If I don't respond, I'm sorry. I be busy. Sometimes I be preoccupied. Wow, I'm kind of hyper tonight. My energy drink kicked in real early, which is good. But, you know, as usual, the first 30 minutes of the show, it's all about you, the listeners, and it's all about having some fun and lay back. So anybody got a question, ask me. Remember, this is, you know, this is V's After Dark. This is the, I'm totally unfiltered, as I try to tell everybody. I'm unfiltered and uncensored, so what comes out of my mouth, you never know what I will say at any given time. If you're listening and you want to get up in that chat room, come on, I don't have a problem with you coming up in the chat room. We have fun up in here. You know, I do answer questions. The chat room is up and popping tonight with no technical difficulties. We're on air with no technical difficulties. And, you know, one of my listeners, I know their favorite song is T-shirt and panties. So I'm going to take a brief little break, you guys, and to that person who's listening, this song is for you.
Imagine me, where else can be between my on my clothes. Cause I got my t-shirt and my panties on.
Okay, I hope
you know that's too much woman for you, man. You got to crawl before you walk, bruh.
I hope you guys enjoyed that t-shirt and panties. Well, I forgot to make one announcement. And to me, it was one of the most important announcements. You know, I've been looking for a co-host. So I'm still searching for that co-host. In case anybody was wondering what are these requirements for my co-host, somebody who can interact with me, somebody who ain't got no damn good sense, and someone who is fun. You know, people would love to say, oh, I got to have a male, I got to have a female. I got to have somebody I could, you know, we've got to click. You know, as they say, you got to be the yin to my yang when we on air. So, still looking for that co-host. Actually, when the co-host won't start until probably June. So that's something that, you know, definitely going to be looking for, still looking. You know, I'll be putting it out on Twitter probably within the next day or so saying I'm looking for a co-host. You know, you never know. It might be another radio personality that you already know the co-host. So don't think it's going to just be somebody. It may be someone you already hear someplace else that may come in and co-host with me. You know, I'm still filtering some people out and seeing how they feeling and seeing what they're doing. Oh my God, it's Tuesday. And how many people are hyped for Exotica? I can tell you that it's less than a month away and I'm getting hyper as fucking hell. You know, the Taj Mahal, I can't speak for anybody else. I've never been to the Taj Mahal. This is going to be the first time Exotica is going to be in Atlantic City. So I'm going to be like a virgin to everything. I'm going to be a virgin to Exotica in Atlantic City, a virgin to Atlantic City. So other than me working the whole time I'm there, anybody in Atlantic City, tell me what else can I do? You know, I'm going to be putting in some 10-hour days, so I can't be getting too wild. But what is it to do outside of the boardwalk? Because I'm actually going to be on the boardwalk. We got the final preparations locked in for our hotel, so we're definitely locked in. We're not going to be sleeping on the street. You know, we're going to be in our room. And we're going to have some fun, you know. Any music that you want to hear me play, you know, this will be strictly on the air. It won't be played at the show, but I want to know what you guys want to do because we're going to have fun there. And you guys get to hear me earlier and so much other stuff. Hey, what's up, Roderick? I see you in the chat room. Shit, now I'm getting thrown off. I'm a little cloudy, so I'm going to apologize to everybody tonight. As usual, you know, when the show starts, I'm always a little cloudy for until the energy drink kicks in. And for those of you who were wondering if I'm drinking that energy drink from one of my from a listener a couple of weeks ago, Anthony B, no, I have not gotten the energy drink from him yet. This one that I'm doing now is a all-natural energy drink. So I don't think it's too much energy drink. I think that I'm just, you know, letting it kick in the proper way. And I'm hyper for my guests. You know, I always get a chance to talk to my guests ahead of time, so they never know what I'm going to do. And I see the 215, and I'm, like, loving the 215. And, you know, I'm loving it because I get a chance to, you know, as they say, it's always good when you see a person calling in to the show. And it's always great when you see them new listeners and new callers call in. But I have a nice guest for you people. I'm going to introduce tonight's guest, Miss Desire 101. We're going to give her a big round of applause.
Hey, Ms. B. Hey, everybody. Hi, all the listeners and fans.
Hey, sweetie. What's going on? You know, this is something that me and you've been talking about for a while. Actually, you know, you were one of the first people who knew that I was going to have a show, so this is more fun. You know? Well, you know, when we were talking months and months ago about it, it was like, okay, you really going to do that? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this, and it came to life, so I want to thank you for taking the time out your busy schedule to come on.
Yeah, man,
and
thanks for having me.
Oh, it's definitely a blessing to have you on. And, you know, I always jump into my questions when I have my guest on. You know, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and the chat room is going strong. We got the massage therapist. He gave his shout out to you saying, hey, sexy. So
hi, hands.
You know, so we got the chat room going. So, you know, definitely if you're listening to the show, remember you could be listening with your phone and you could be in the chat room typing. So it's crazy how you could be doing this, but I'm loving it. Oh, my God. Where do I want to start? You know what? I'm just going to jump into it because last week a listener asked me something I was talking about, and it kind of brought to my attention that when we talk on the air, we don't always explain some of the terms that we use.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know when you were in the industry, you were a MILF. But for people who don't know what a MILF is, can you tell them what a MILF is, sweetie?
I can. It's mother I love to fuck. That's what the MILF meaning is. And it's so funny because I didn't even know I was a MILF until probably 6 months after I stopped shooting porn. And I know that sounds really, really crazy, but really seriously, I didn't know that I was in the character or the category for myths. So that was also a shock and an honor. I'm content with that.
Well, you know what, it was, and like I said, you know, I always love when people, you know, ask me afterwards, Tate, what you guys are talking about, they say we talk in circles, and I guess because I've been around you guys for so long, I'm just talking your lingo instead of talking in circles.
Exactly.
Well, one of my questions that I've got for you is, what made you get into the industry? You know, that's always intriguing to me.
Oh, boy. Well, as some of you know, if you're a true fan, you know my story from day one. I started out modeling and doing Hawaiian Tropics bikini pageants, doing some stuff for Metrix RX, which was the weight loss type program back in the 90s, early 2000s, and wanted to do artistic nude poses. And then from there, I started working undercover and private parties and stuff like that, really just picking up money. And one day my homegirl was like, hey, come and dance with me. And I liked dancing and I liked the money. So all the while having a corporate America position. So I had to balance out three or four different acting lives from a family, corporate America, and employees and, you know, coworkers, and then going to the afterlife where, you know, I would do a couple of parties a week at my hometown or for the military close to my hometown. So then once I started traveling, doing the private parties, one of the groups that originated me in Atlanta was like, hey, have you ever thought about doing this and doing that? And at that point in time, I was a woman scorned. My husband had a kid on me, and I decided to still stay in the marriage, but it was, how can I make him feel how he made me feel? And this opportunity came, and I was like, well, shit, let me see what it does for me. And I did it. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell him. And I liked it. The money was awesome when I started, which is probably going to answer one of your questions. 2005 is when I started, and I did my first set of movies for Bang Bros. And my name was completely messed up, all kind of stuff. And, well, that's how it happened. I was introduced, I liked it, and the money was awesome. It was a fast-paced life, and I kind of stuck with it for about the next 6 years.
And that was one of the things I was going to ask you. Now, you know, I always research my guests, even the ones that I know it's a little bit difficult for me to watch some of my guests' films because I've had a chance to meet them outside mm-hmm. of what they do. But I did get a chance to go look at a little bit of Horny Black Mothers, and I went and saw some of the – I got a little bit of the Big Bang Theory, you know. And I always ask everybody, you know, I'm like, how the hell do you prepare yourself to go on set? It's almost – are you just fucking on demand? Is there some emotion there? You know, what does it take? Because everybody – can't just do it. And I mean, just because you love doing something, it's like I can't imagine, you know, going in front of a camera and having 50 people around me. And
it's crazy. Yeah. Really and truly, it's a matter of knowing what you're capable of doing. And it's a mental standpoint. And once you learn that, it's not about how many backs you can bang out or how many, you know, dudes can bang you out in a day. It's about what you can withstand yourself. You know, I've shot three or four scenes in a day at some point sometimes just because that was the demand of the job. At, you know, when I was doing it, if you were traveling out of town, they would book you for three or four shoots, generally in a day or two, and pay you very well. But if you couldn't perform or something happened, you weren't up to the task, you don't get paid. And those are a few things that you don't mess with me is my family and my money. If you mess with my nigga, then I wasn't doing my job. So kudos to you. But true shit, it is what it is. You just have to know what you're capable of doing and set your mentality for that. I'm not here for, you know, games. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money. And my performance is what's going to make me money. So for me, I just had a high sex tolerance. I always have. I still do, actually. I just don't act on it as much as I was now, more so than I was then.
Well, you know, like I said, I always ask people because I'd be like, okay, you know. But with that, you know, you've left the industry, and a few people I've talked to have either left the industry or in the process of leaving, and I always ask people, you know, since you've left the industry, what are some of the things that you have been doing that people, you know, that mean that you're willing to talk about? Let's rephrase it. What are some of the things? I was going to tell some of your business, but I wasn't trying to. Let's rephrase it. What are some of the things that you've been doing that people should look for you coming out with in the future since you've left the industry?
Predominantly, my comedy show. I assisted in creating the comedy show named ACOD, which stands for All Chicks, One Dick. It consists of three women who, you know, have been in a world that maybe they shouldn't have been in, but they were, excuse me, and they don't look like that type. But we all mesh well together. We're all comedians in a sense, and we turn our reality into comedy for entertainment purposes. But then the guy who also is the creator, his name is The Big Kenny, the comedian The Big Kenny, who does a lot of the jokes for a lot of the actual entertainers and comedians that we listen to now. The show pretty much just talks about what's going on right now. You know, what are we worried about? You know, somebody else worrying about us. Worry about yourself, and then, you know, that's their problem type shit. Staying in your lane. Why, you know, your wife always wants to take all of your paycheck and give you what she thinks you should have, and then your boy's laughing at you like, shit, nigga, stay in your lane. My house is taken care of type shit. But we make it comedy. It's actually signed to Shaq's Comedy Network, and we are trying to take it to a next level so that maybe we can get some sitcoms coming in and you know, like a little TV series.
Yeah,
yeah, I have a whole bunch of stuff I'm working on, from a lip gloss line to still writing in my book. I hope to be finished again still by the end of this summer, with a fall, you know, publishing date. And just, you know, raising a family, still working. I still dance, do features and autograph signings, walkthroughs, mixtape CDs, all kind of stuff. So I've been pretty busy.
Well, in the chat room, I got a question that says, how many movies have you done?
I've done a total of about 75 movies. Some of them I get credit for, some of them I do not, because, again, when I first started, I did not know how important it was to have my marketing team a beast. And when I say a beast, meaning that, you know, everything was set up down the line where when you see Miss Desire 101, you saw Miss Desire 101 all the time. And her name was on everything, which I went from Desire to Miss Desire to Miss Desire 101. Just trying to stay afloat, because for a long time, I considered myself porn's best kept secret. So again, if you are a real fan, you know that that was my title for a really long time, because everybody knew Miss Desire, but they didn't know Miss Desire. So when I assisted in creating bike porn, which is with Bike Paparazzi, shout out to Johnny Matt and all my biker families that's listening, we built a huge fan base. And everybody wanted to see me getting fucked. So it just so happened that that fueled this desire. And here I am now.
You know, like I said, me and you, we talk pretty much on a regular. And it's always, you know, interesting, because when you talk to somebody, you know, we're always doing something else. And I got your undivided attention. So, you know, I'm always, you know, I'm loving this. I got 100% undivided.
You do. Normally the kids are running around and I'm yelling or something. I'm cooking. I'm doing something. It's crazy.
You know, so it's always fun to have the, as they say, that one-on-one time. Well, with me and a few hundred people, a few thousand, I don't know. You know, it's a conversation. You know, but one of the things I wanted to know, would you, being in the industry for, you know, basically, I guess that's the average amount of time. What is the average amount of time for a black female to be in the porn industry? You know, what is the normal time frame?
You know what? It's all up to her. You know, Pinky and I started around the same time. She started, I want to say, 2004, 2005. And, you know, she's still doing her thing. And, you know, Roxy Reynolds, everybody is still doing their thing. And not even just black women, even Sarah J. Shout out to Sarah J. You know, and Miss Marche. You know, all of them have been doing this for a really long time. It's a matter of how much you're prepared to do and, you know, set goals. What did you want to do when you started? Like, did you want a name? Did you just do it for the money? What are you doing it for? Because make no mistake, there are several backlashes to being a real huge porn star or even just on the brinks of being considered a porn star. You know, everybody doesn't look at it the same way as some do because they think, you know, how can you be taken seriously for the most part? So you have to know, if I go and I make, you know, 200 movies, could I cross over to do something else? If I do 50, is that going to hurt me? If I do 100, you know, what is my look? What am I trying to say here? And for the most part, for me, I think I did just enough where it didn't hurt me, and I'm able to cross over, and people see that I actually do have a brain. And just knowing your limits, you know, you can't go in fucking every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every single place, and think that, you know, they're going to respect you at the end of the day, because they're not. Now, make no mistake, when you go to the set and you're fucking, you're supposed to be fucking. That's what you're there for. But don't go in there doing a whole bunch of stringent shit and expect for you to be able to come out of there, you know, a year or two later and say, hey, okay, well, I'm ready to move forward into, you know, making a soap opera or something. Because, you know, the shit is not going to happen as you expect it to. And then you're going to get disappointed and your moral self. Because we all have morals. We all have principles. It doesn't matter what we've done, fucked up or not fucked up, good, bad, or indifferent. We all have a set level of morals. And either you believe in something or you don't. And, you know, I believe in a lot of different things, and I'm a believer in God. So whoever doesn't say that porn stars don't have morals is a fucking idiot and a moron. And I know that I just completely cussed and had his name in there, but you know what? I'm making a point. If you believe, it doesn't matter what anybody else has to say, and you can stay and do whatever you want to do, build your name as high as you want to, but make sure your team is up for it, because if you get in there and you fuck up and you're not what you say you are, the odds of somebody wanting to build with you and help you is going to be slim to none. So don't fuck over people and, you know, do what you say you're going to do.
You know, and I'm all for that. And, you know, one of the things to me and you had talked about before we did the interview was, you know, you were like, well, what's going on? And I was like, you know, whenever I do an interview, I have my questions, but I also give the person who I'm interviewing a form. You know, we don't really deviate too far off of it because, you know, I'm a freaky bitch, but I always
don't
like
mind it. Don't mind me. That's why we get along so well.
Oh, my God. You guys, if you've never met her in person, you know, I won't say the name because we know I don't like that person, but one person introduced the two of us, and I think everybody who knows this person knows that I will not give them the pleasure of even mentioning their name on my radio show.
Oh,
and there's very few people that I will say that about, but this person knows I will, you know, if they don't know it, understand your name will never be mentioned on my show, period. I will bleep your name out.
You know, I think he does definitely know, you know, that he's crossed some lines with both of us, but at the same time, you know what, he does what he does, and I commend him for whatever he does and works with, but, you know, as far as a friendship type situation, because, you know, you do build a lot of friendships in this business, and you can either make them or break them. And some people just take it to another level where, you know, they weren't meant to be there anyway. So, you know, once they realize that they fucked up a good friendship, regardless if there was fucking or not, they pretty much see who's real and who's not real. And it's hard to build a friendship back once you fucked it up to the point where, you know, it was like, wow, you didn't even have to take it there. But it is what it is. Some people are drama-filled, and that's how they live their life. And I'm so far away from that, you know, and at some point in time, you have to grow up. So, you know, and that's at any age. There's some people that's 45 that still act like they're fucking 20. So, by all means, you know, do what you do and be appropriate. You know, if you're going to act like you're 20, do it when you need to do it, not just because it's, you know, it sounds good to everybody else. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, I'd say out of that, me and you became good friends because we met each other, you know, and, you know, we were both Russian, you know. I remember when we met, you know, and I was like, I don't know how, you know, I think both of us, because it's like, well, I'm not in porn, she's in porn, and, you know, but it was like, wow, you know. It was like,
yes,
oh.
But we've had some
like,
great
like,
business conversations.
And it's just, like, call just me being later.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We've grown together with the industry over the years and being, you know, really, really awesome friends to kind of just help both of us, I think, along the way know, you know, our next move and our next step. So I'm grateful that, you know, that we are still good friends. And for the most part, anybody that I've dealt with in the porn world or in the adult entertainment world, period, you know, they know I'm a clown and, you know, I'm a pothead and shit. I don't do too much of anything else, but I talk shit, and, you know, I'm down to earth. I'm approachable.
You definitely are approachable, and, you know, I think if people were a fly on the wall with some of our conversations, they'd be like, damn, what's up with them and this, you know? But we talk a lot of business, and, I mean, I think that's what people don't realize. You know, if I got something, you know, I'm real quick to say, what's going on with this? And, you know, it'll be like, either you right or you wrong, you know, or,
yeah.
You know, that shit is fucked up, you know, and it's never, oh, I'm pissed at you because you said that. It's okay, you know, you right, you know, and, you know, that's what I think makes the friendships in the adult industry, be it that you sell toys, that you're behind the scenes with the movies, that you're in front of the camera. Once
mm-hmm.
you develop a friendship with somebody in the industry, you know, it's normally, you know who's cool and you know that group of people, you know, as they say, it's sad to say, even as adults, you know, even in, I'll say the entire adult industry because the toys and everything are part of that industry. You know,
mm-hmm.
there are the cliques, and, you know, as they say, you got them and you got the cliques. And I think that I won't say I'm part of a clique. I'll just say that, you know, I've had so many people tell me to change my image because you've even watched my image change over the years, you know, where I truly look, I don't even think I look like a MILF. I think I look like a question mark a few years ago.
You are so silly.
You know, and then you look up and you're like, damn, that's her ass on there. Where'd that come from? You know, and then, you know, it's just watching each other and it's having people give you advice. And instead of you being mad about what they say, you saying, well, I could do this, I could do that. And, you know, I tell everybody, I appreciate you, Naomi, Prince Joshua, Misty Stone. These are people who, you know, have had my back, who, you know, have told me, your ass is silly, you crazy, yeah, you should do this, no, you shouldn't do that, you know, sit your ass down. You know, we always, and it's like, I know I could pick up the phone to anybody, and I think that, you know, what I appreciate, and people probably appreciate me, is that I don't know how many people's phone numbers I've got, and I, you know, I'm not blowing up people's phones. I have a life, and, you know, and
exactly.
People are really leery about giving out them phone numbers. And I tell everybody, if I got your phone number, rest assured, ain't nobody else getting your phone number. And definitely when we're talking on the phone, I'm not having 5 million people around me yelling in the background, hey, Mrs. Zaya, what's up, girl? Yeah, woo, woo, woo. You know, I'm normally in some private area, you know, talking to you. And, you know, we
exactly.
just, we get along. And, well, you know, it's one of those things that you have to respect with people in the industry. You know,
I would be a liar if I said I haven't done that at least once or twice, but rest assured, it's been about some money if I did call, and, you know, I'm right there with it. So, you know, it's only been, you know, sporadic times, but for the most part, if I'm calling, it's definitely about some paper. And y'all know who you are.
Well, I'm going to ask you, because you're in the ATL, and I asked Naomi the same question last week. Being in the ATL, and I know there are a lot of adult stars in the ATL, when you walk out your house in the ATL, and I know they got the paparazzi down there. Thank goodness. We really don't have paparazzi here unless we're a politician. But down there, you guys got the paparazzi because of Tyler Perry and the different reality shows that are going on. So when you're out walking around, have you had people, you know, come up even discreetly say, wow, you're Miss Desire, you know, or where you can't go someplace with your children?
I have had that happen on several occasions, actually. And it's again, it's a turn on and a turn off type situation where if you put yourself in that position and you're looking like your role and like your character, because at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's a character. Then of course somebody is going to recognize you. And if you put your family at risk for that, then that's on you. So you have to be extremely careful. For me, generally, I live in the hood in East Atlanta. Nobody doesn't bother me. I have a big-ass house. You know, I have, you know, protection, guns everywhere, dog. You know, and I have a nanny. I have a brother that lives with me that's security. I have security down the street from my house. So I'm not stressed, but you know what? I don't necessarily need it simply because everybody in my hood knows me, but they don't know me as that girl. So I'm not a threat, and I'm not out here flashing and shit. I generally will drive a different car every week, whether it's mine, if I rent it, or whatever. So, you know, they know that I'm necessarily somebody, and when they see me dressed up, you know, they don't fuck with me. And I love the streets. So I, you know, I respect the street because I am from the street. You know, I've just changed how I do things. So I do have people recognize me. Sometimes they don't know, and, you know, sometimes they do know. And if they do know, then you already know. That's great. You know, thank you for being a fan. And it's nothing other than that, unless it's about the money and if, or a business opportunity. And it's not necessarily fucking. Once you get out of the industry, you don't fuck as much as you were fucking while you were in the industry. I would be a liar if I said you're not fucking, unless you've completely converted over. And yes, I do fuck, but I fuck when I want to fuck. I'm not pimped out. I'm not getting pimped. If that was the situation, then I would probably still be making movies and getting paid a lot of money. But you have to, again, be mindful of what you're trying to do. And I'm a crossover. I will be making movies and sitcoms and writing books and being respected for another genre, just not in the bedroom entertainment aspect. So people do recognize me, and you know, I'm grateful, I'm thankful. I may sign an autograph or two and, you know, give a hug if I'm working or doing a party. I'll dance for them. But when it comes to home time, I have a very close-knit circle, and if you're in that circle, you know, it's great. And if you're not, you never know. You might be able to come into the circle if you act right. So that's what it is, loyalty, respect, and trust.
Most definitely. And speaking about your comedy, are you guys considering going on tour? Because I would love to see that, you know.
We actually had a meeting yesterday, and it kind of evolved where we are going to start doing some tours. We're going to start traveling to some of the colleges and doing, you know, some of the comedy clubs around the nation, actually, not just in the U.S., but Puerto Rico, the Bahamas, some stuff in Europe. Like, we're really going to invest time and energy into creating a good set of series for you guys. And we actually did a preliminary showing, if you will. It's got like five different episodes on YouTube on the Big Kenny channel. It's called ACOD Part 1, Episode 1, Part 1, Episode 2, and so forth, all the way up to, I think, 5. And you can go on there and you can look and see, you know, that was a first time I was stupid nervous show. And, you know, we did it. We banged out. We had lots of interactions about the show, and that's what made everybody love, you know, love us because we're so diverse. We're white, we're black, we're Asian. It's women and it's men, and it's, you know, it's pulled across everywhere. It's not just, you know, one time you'll see this one person or one time you'll see this next person. It's all of us. So when you see one, you'll see the other. And it's going to be great. It's going to be brilliant, and everybody is going to be like, wow, we'll probably be the upside to the Real Housewives, the Real Husbands of L.A., something like that. So,
but it sounds like it's going to be fun. Definitely, you know, just like Roderick in the chat room, definitely if you guys come on go on tour, try to hit Detroit, you know. I definitely.
We will, because we want massages, Roderick.
You know, definitely, you know, first of all, I ain't seen you in a minute.
I know, girl. I'm coming. I promise. It'll probably be between the end of April and early May, and I hope to go to Exotica. Shout out to Brianna Bliss. That's my boo in New York. And Beijing Mommy is going to Exotica in Miami, and I'm definitely trying to go, if nothing else, just to get away from Georgia for a little while.
Well, you know, Miami has been moved to Fort Lauderdale. So there will
okay,
be
well,
Miami,
that's
gonna
where
be
it is
Fort
then.
Lauderdale, and that's at the end of May because, you know, I will be in Atlantic City in a few weeks.
Okay,
so
cool.
I am doing the Exotica Atlantic City, the first one I've ever had there, and I'm going to be airing live. So if you do make it there, stop by. It's going
to
be all
come,
of my
so...
sexiness.
I'm trying to come. It's been a minute since I've been to any of them, so it would be awesome just to kind of see everybody because, yo, real shit, this year I'm probably going to be done with the dancing, the adult, everything. And not that I want to be. It's just that I'm ready to move forward with other things. And in order to gain blessings and, you know, feel out what's going on, you have to let something go. And this has been a great portion of my life, and I would be a liar if I said I didn't miss it. Mostly the people. Like, really nobody even knows all the talent and how hilarious some of these people are and how real we really are. So that aspect I'm definitely going to miss. And I've met some great people over the years. So, absolutely.
Speaking of some of the people that you've met, you know, I'm going to ask, who are some of the people that you worked with in the industry?
Oh, wow. I've worked with so many people. The very first person that I actually worked with that had a name, which is so crazy because everybody's going to probably go look through their collection, is Justin Slayer in the Booty Talk series. Me, as Desire, Justin Slayer and Fantasy all did a banging ass threesome. And, yo, I was like, oh, my God. And, you know, I haven't even watched that movie. It's the craziest shit ever. But I've been told about it several times, and that is what really got me hooked, was Justin Slayer. I always just say he's my porn hubby. Shouts out Justin Slayer and HJ Slayer. real shit, yo. They actually brought me in. They showed me mad love, and I was hooked. Rico Strong, Johnny Depp, Diana DeVoe, of course, Brianna Bliss on several different things. Oh, my goodness. Sasha Simmons. Wow. I can't even name all of the people that I work with.
I can name some of them.
Yeah, it's Lee Bang, Charlie Mack, Shorty Mack. Wow. Yeah, that's, I mean, I've worked with a lot of people, and those are the ones that, you know, I actually can spit out to you right now because it's been a while. It's been a lot of people, so.
I can imagine, you know, like I said, I went and I checked out some of the movies. I checked out the Bang Brothers, some of their scenes that you did, you know, and one of the things that me and you had talked about, and I told you that I would go on and touch on it, is that this book that you're coming out with, can I get nosy about it? Can we get a look at it?
Can
we
get some info?
What's going on? You know, you keep saying, you said you're releasing a book, but what is this book about? Is it something that we all going to like? Is it going to be juicy? Is it some gossip?
I will tell you this. It is not a tell-all book. It is not gossip. And, you know, I hang with a lot of celebrities all the time, and they love me, and I love them. And the friendships, you know, are irreplaceable. And one thing that you'll learn is, if you have ulterior motives, we all get tested and they will be shown. And, you know, I can have a tell-all book for several individual people. Will I? No. Ever? Probably not. Simply because, you know what, at the end of the day, the respect that I get and my face name, just my face name, my face, I can go anywhere and anything and yo, I'm automatically accepted because of the respect level. And then I can hang with the females, I can hang with the dudes, it's nothing. And I can hang with the white people, I can hang with the black people, I can hang with the Asian people. It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, I don't look at what that person is on the outside. I look at who they are on the inside. And, yo, if you fuck with me and you're real and I trust you, you can get any fucking thing from me. Same shit I expect in return. If I can help somebody do anything, build, grow, if I can give them some advice, I generally stay away from giving porn advice other than what they hear on the radio, or if it's somebody that, you know, that I know on a personal level who needs a question answered, which, you know, I can only do so much to help other people, but I will not be doing a tell-all book or running my mouth about anything, any people I know or anything. So with that being said, my book is a juicy book. It's called The Sex Counselor Exposed.
Ooh.
And pretty much it's me as nasty as I can possibly be as a sex counselor. And, you know, I'm helping, you know, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, you know, with their most inner precious desires. And some are married. You know, I counsel marriage couples in the book as characters, a gay couple, a gay guy, a gay girl, you know, just kind of helping them release, you know, why they got to the point to where they are. And in the process of that, you know, making the seats extremely wet from nuts all over the place. So I can be in my office and have an appointment in 10 minutes, and I'm fingering myself, and I'm squirting all over the place. So
that sounds
imagine,
like a movie.
Well, you know what? Why are you playing? I'm trying to work on all of it. So I'm not playing. They let me in, and I'm so grateful, and the secrets are safe with me. So.
Well, definitely, I cannot wait, you know, that's some, you know, that sounds like my type of book. Oh, if you're casting, I'm available.
I dabble in a little bit of this, a little bit of that,
you know, some of this, some of that.
Girl, we have to survive, and people don't even realize that, you know, sometimes you have to be a Jill of all trades and a master of none. Because once you're a master of one, you potentially stop learning because you're like, I've mastered something. And at some point in time, you do want to get there. But when the sky is the limit and there's anything that you can do, and real shit, we're all one person from knowing somebody else, like an arm's length of knowing, you know, somebody's baby mama's cousin's auntie's uncle. But you never know, and you just have to treat people, treat them the way that you want to be treated, and learn that it's okay, do your thing, be who you are, don't hide. And I, like I said, I cuss like a sailor. I make white, but I am not white, and when I open my mouth, you definitely know, like, yo, this is too black girl, for real. So, real shit, You just have to know when is when and when is enough, and you don't have to impress nobody. Like, you have to do what's right for you and your family, and Fuck all that other shit. Don't worry about what everybody else has to say, because that's their problem. You just have to make sure that you are who you are and you do what you say. And if you make a mistake, shit, correct it. Very easy, very simple.
Well, Roderick asked, are you ever going to start your own production company?
Well, my production company is, in fact, Fine Productions, and it's been active for the past year and a half, 2 years, because when I actually got out of porn, I was still going to shoot porn. And occasionally, I have still shot some things, but nothing compared to what I wanted to do. So I'm actually going to revamp my business and zone it out so that it's an umbrella of different things, not just production. And, you know, I allow my sister company, which is Diamond Trio, to shoot most of the adult footage that we have now. So if you're looking to shoot adult footage, Diamond Trio, you know, on Instagram, Gmail, Twitter, Facebook, all of those places, hit them up, let them know Miss Desire 101 told you to contact them if you're interested in footage. You know, trade for content, all kind of different things. And we do still recruit girls and assist in, you know, building them on a low-end brand until they get big. You know, because everybody's not ready. They say they're ready. They think they're ready. They're not always up to the par, because once you get in, it doesn't matter about all this, what you have going on, your personal life. You got a boyfriend beating your ass. You got baby kids all over the place. It doesn't matter. Once you sign up for the shit, you're fucking, period. Your period can be on. It doesn't matter. If you signed up for this, that, and the third orgies and you just don't feel like it, well, guess what? Your career just went down the toilet. So be for real, guy or girl. and, I mean, just kind of doing a whole lot of different things, and they're going to solidify themselves. So I'm waiting patiently, and, you know, it just took some time of getting out of porn and revamping my whole thought process. So it's not going to be a publishing company anymore. Fine Productions is a branch of my name, which is, you know, a trademark, and it's going to be bigger than what it is now. So I'm working.
You know, definitely, you know, always got to keep it on the positive. And, you know, a lot of the times when I have people on, like I said, as we had talked, I gave you a form tonight, you know, not that you needed a form, but I love hearing what other people got going on because I'm so nosy. Got to get all up in y'all business. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
And
the gift of gab, girl. Share it with the world.
But, you know, one, I always have a question or a subject that I do with my show. And last week I didn't get a chance to ask Naomi because I had so many damn questions for her. We didn't even get into my question of the night. But since we got a little bit of time, intimacy, yes, no, do you believe in it? Is it not there? What is your definition of intimacy? Because I've been asking my listeners, nobody will answer me. I've told them, I feel intimacy has nothing to do with sex. It's about how you treat that person, how, you know, if I'm not feeling cool, you know, say good morning, you know, say how am I doing, check on me. Sometimes intimacy to me ain't shit but a damn flower being sent or a damn single rose. You know, what do you think about intimacy?
Intimacy for me is endearing. And what I mean by that is it's just doing something just because that person wanted to do it. A simple text, hello, could make somebody, you know, pissed off or very, very happy for one day or even just a few hours. And they may have had a house fire. They may have lost all their shit. They may have had a repoed car. You don't know. Their wallet might have gotten stolen. And that one simple, you know, hey, how you doing, you know, I miss you or I love you or I'm thinking about you or, you know, God bless you or whatever. You know, those are things that are endearing to me. And once you have a connection with somebody, and we all get connections, we just don't know how to embrace them. And once you build that earth link, if you will, you can almost feel when somebody needs you, or you can almost feel when somebody is talking about you, or, you know, when they are down or are blue or they're not, you know, just paying attention to the signs of, you know, they're not doing their normal routine, something is wrong, and just saying, hey, you know, it's been a month or two or whatever, and, you know, you haven't spoken to somebody that you confess to loving, be it friend, cousin, sister, brother, whoever, mom, dad, you know, pick up the phone, call them. Those are things that's endearing to me. And as far as sex is concerned, guys, sex is a wonderful, wonderful thing, but we can make it overrated. If you honestly don't have any compassion or love or, like, any type of feeling for this one person that you're fucking, then the shit is just fucking. So please know your role, stay in your lane. If you are not somebody that this person is talking to at least 5 times a week or sees you at least 2 or 3 times a week and they only talk to you when they want to fuck or vice versa, that's all it is fucking. So if that's what you want, great. If that's not what you want, readjust what you're looking for. But you get what you give out. So, like today I wasn't feeling good at all. My sugar, I'm a diabetic. So yesterday I waited to eat too long, and, yo, it took its toll on me. So all day I've been in bed or just lounging around the house, and I have had no energy. So when you called me today, your burst of energy gave me so much energy that I was like, wow, I actually needed that. So that's why you have me on your show right now tonight, because, yo, sister girl, I literally had no energy at all, and it's taken everything out of me. But you sent that to me even over the phone because you were so ecstatic and so crunk. And not saying that I wasn't or that I'm not.
Well, when you told me you didn't feel good, I was like, make sure you go eat. You know, it wasn't about, you know, at that point in my mind, I'm like, okay, does she really need to do the show? You know, and it was like, okay, you know, she said she's going to do it, but I'm cool. I was okay if you said, hey, I can't do it, because when you had told me that you hadn't eaten enough, you know, my main concern is that, hey, just because you agreed to be on the show, your health is more important, you know, and you heard me say, make sure you take care of you. I think that was one of the last things I said.
Yes, and you did, and I'm grateful. And, you know, that little bit of energy from you transferred, and I needed that to get myself prepared for the show. And, then, I mean, I'm fine. I just, anybody that's a diabetic, they know if, you know, they're not taking the medicine, and I don't right now, but I probably will have to start because, you know, yesterday it just kind of dropped on me in the middle of nowhere, and then it kind of carried over till today. And I've eaten properly today. I haven't had any exercise, but I exercised yesterday and didn't eat, so I kind of did it a little bit backwards, so it kind of backfired on me. But I mean, I'm okay. I'm healthy. You know, I still get tested for everything under the moon and the sun. Not as stringent, but every 3 to 6 months, I'll still get my HIV testing and all the other good stuff, just because I love me and I care about me and the fact that I am a diabetic. So, I had to change a lot of different things about my life in general, just because, you know, if I catch something, it's going to hit me a lot harder than it hits the average, you know, non-diabetic person. And I have to be careful. So I still commend myself at being extra careful. I have not tested positive for anything ever during my whole career in porn. I've always been negative across the board. So I do take care of myself. And that's important.
And that's one of the questions. I know you're not in California, but, you know, Prop B, I think, affected everybody who, and I know you're no longer in the industry, but Prop B affected a lot of people, especially in California. What did you think about Prop B when it went on the books? Because, you know, me and you, I'm sure you saw, along with myself and anybody else who was following certain people on Twitter, you know, they changed your name to say no to Prop B. Am I saying that right? Was it Prop B?
Well, I can't, for different reasons, say the name. But a lot of people did get infected. And, you know, the only thing I can say is God bless them. And, you know, I got out when I got out, because I was either going to go 100% ham and do everything. And, you know, a lot of my fans don't know that I'm a squirter, because I only squirted once on camera, for real, for real. And that was with Rico Strong. Then I didn't perfect it. Brianna Bliss is a perfection at squirting, and she was like, let me just help you, because, you know, you got it. You just need to relax and just relax. And I was like, okay, well, fine. Well, when I actually mastered that, because now I can do it lights on, lights off, I wasn't shooting porn anymore. I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll come back. But no, it's out of my system now, and I'm okay with that. You know, I'm sorry for, you know, the families that have been affected, but yo, you take that risk every day, and that is one of the reasons why I decided that I was done, because we take a risk every single day to entertain people, but yet there are morons that say we don't have any morals and we don't have any principles. So where's the fairness in that? You know, we have lives and families, and, you know, I have degrees, and there's other people that are getting degrees and, you know, who see the sense, and, you know, they were having fun. But at what cost? To whom? And, you know, I had kids even before I got into porn. And my kids were getting older, and it just was a standpoint that I wanted to do. You know, for me, I wanted to change, and luckily for me, I didn't have to worry about that aspect of, you know, HIV or AIDS. So I'm fortunate. I'm one of the fortunate ones.
You know, I always tell people, you know, because people ask me, first of all, I still don't know why people assume that I've been in the adult industry, because I haven't. I sell toys, you know, but people ask me, especially when I talk about squirting, because I don't know if you heard some of the other shows I've been doing, but I talk about my sex life. I know a lot of people will say, wow, you talk about it, so you must be in porn. I talk about it because I don't give a damn, you know? And for one, when I went to Vegas for AVN this year, I was blessed to be able to go to see Thunder from Down Under with Poppy Chulo. Mm-hmm. And being out there with them, I mean, shout out to Poppy Chulo. Can't wait to see you again, baby. We hung so tight. I saw so many shows in Vegas this time that I had never seen. But he got me up. At Thunder from Down Under, they got me up on stage. And I did not know that this contest was a fake orgasm contest. And I'm the only little chocolate up in the audience, sexy and all. And I'm trying to be classy, sexy, being me.
That's our motto.
And I get up there, and he's, you know, and they get to this little, I'm going to assume she's about 21, and he's like, have you ever faked an orgasm? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, damn, have you ever had sex shit? You know, and she goes, oh, Poppy, you know, some really weak shit. So I put my hand on my hip. You know how black girls get, you know, we get the hand and the roll in our eyes looking. So I looked at her, and I'm like, okay, I'm trying my best not to look at, grant you, I got on all my cuteness, all my sexiness. I got on my AVN. So I'm just like, I'm telling myself, get the damn look off your face, because you're looking at her like she's stupid. Then we get the next woman, and she does it, and she goes a little bit better. Why this fool, the MC, tells me, he asked me my name, and he's like, what's your name? And I'm like, Miss V. He's like, is that your real name or your porn name? And you know my crazy ass, what do I say? Both.
Both, of course.
It just takes it to a new level. And like I said, I'm up there, and he's like, you could touch anything on me but my hair. You want me to fake an orgasm on stage in front of people, and I can touch anything on you? I don't believe in fake orgasms. My ass fakes it so damn well, I fucking squirts on stage. I'm like, fuck, I'm more worried about my damn shoes.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, no, I just squirted, and naturally, you know, I won, but it was so funny. And they're like, you sure you don't do porn? I'm like, no, I don't do porn. I just squirt on fucking demand, you know?
Yes. And you know what? It's a beautiful thing when you learn how to do it. It really, truly is. It's a totally different, it's a different nut. Like, it's, and it drains the fuck out you when you do it like you're supposed to do it. Like, when it comes like it's supposed to come and that person or you hit that spot, yeah, you have no energy for at least 3 or 4 hours.
Okay, try standing on stage at a bunch of fun, in front of a bunch of drunk-ass women. And, you know, you trying to, I got on lace dress, lace shoes, I'm sexy as hell and shit. I'm just, you know, doing what I do best. Papi Chulo is back there looking at me rolling, you know, because he's like, I'm going to get you to come out your shell. I'm going to get, I'm like, hell no, I'm classy, sexy. You know, these bitches here, you know, all horny. You know, I ain't fucking
okay.
Horny. I'm here working. I'm
you
like,
are horny. Stop it.
I was working. You know,
I
but,
know.
But if
I know. And
but if I got to fake that shit, don't tell me you're going to put me in a contest, especially up against a little 21-year-old and somebody, you know, how you going to get the man to think that you're doing something if you can't even do it in front of a group of people? I had chicks coming up to me, high-fiving me, talking about, this the best shit I've seen. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. It's so funny. I did a show like that probably about 3 weeks ago, and I was doing some training for some dancers here in Atlanta. I was training them for a company that I'm affiliated with, and we had to do a girl-girl show in the process of, you know, the training. So there's three girls, and they're off to the side, and then there's a whole bunch of dudes, and it just so happened that, you know, she hit that right spot with the dildo, and I was like, okay, move away, because there's no way I can stop this. Like, really quick, and as soon as she moved away and I took the dildo out, it just squirted all the way across the room, and it was like, it was almost like I had aimed it for a cup or something. And wow, it was the craziest shit ever, because pretty much everybody got wet. Like, anybody that was right in front of me got wet. And I was like, yeah, it's time.
That's enough.
So they're looking to train for that now, because really, truly, all women can do it. You just have to know where your spot is.
And you know what? It's just so funny. And like I said, you know how I am in Vegas. So it's so crazy, you know, that going out there and acting silly, you know, that's just my nonsense, you know, for everybody.
Of
you know what I mean? That's just all
you
my
need
nonsense.
That, though.
You know, and like I said, you've watched me come, I guess you could say come out of my shell. Let's rephrase it. I'm going to say come out of my shell, just decide that I'm going to be me. That's, you know, I'm not going to say coming out of my shell, because I don't think I was ever really in a shell. I think that I was so busy focusing on the business side that I was like, okay, you know, I sell toys. What the hell you want me to look like? And realize that when nobody taking me serious. You know, so now I have the fun, and, you know, as they say, I'm learning how
to play the part.
You know what? I'm learning what you guys go through as far as having a fan base, because, you know, I never thought that I'd be walking around somewhere saying I got a fan base, or being stopped saying, can we get a picture? And, you know, I come out my hotel room and I'm on the elevator trying to take care of some personal business, but I knew I was in Vegas, so I couldn't really just dress all the way down. So I had to dress somewhat down, but try to go in town and take care of some business real quick, because naturally banks like to fuck up when you're out of town and you got to go clear shit up. So,
exactly.
And, you know, it was funny because, you know, I'm on the elevator at the hotel and it's two couples on there and they're looking at me. Grant you, I got on a regular shirt, nothing to say Miss V. I just got, you know, the Miss V look on, but no makeup or anything. Trying to get this done, and they was like, you look familiar, and I'm thinking, whatever, you know, you know, y'all here for the fucking porn shit, you know, in my mind, this is what's going on in my mind, like, I ain't feeling you motherfuckers probably think I'm single and ready to fuck, you know, I ain't hearing you right now, I gotta go take care of this, and, you know, but I was friendly, you know, passing out cards and all, and they see me over at the Hard Rock, and it was so funny, they like, they come up and they're like, oh, my God, you're so beautiful. Do you remember us? And they're like, can we get a picture? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm so glad I wasn't a bitch on the elevator, because I was not in a good mood.
And that's, again, reiterating the situation. when you're in the celebrity spotlight, good, bad, or indifferent, if you feel like you're a celebrity, you are one. And you have to maintain that aspect throughout the whole time, because this one person that you meet very well may be that one person that you need at some point in time. So, you know, you have to be mindful of that. Even at your worstest moment, you still can't be shitty, because you never know who you're going to need.
And believe me, at that moment I was like, okay, but you're on the elevator, you know, they know something that you don't know, you know. So I wasn't mean. I was like, yeah, I got to go tell you. I was like, yeah, you know, I got to go take care of some personal business, you know, mad because I got to go. I got to go to not one bank, but two damn banks and a damn cell phone store because folks want to act stupid. You know, so I'm really in the, I'm kicking some ass mood, and it wasn't about me and the AVN. And, you know, and like I said, I was still nice to them, but, you know, I'm trying to get to my rental car that I'm trying to take back, you know. So I'm taking that back late doing all this. And like I said, they saw me like 2 hours later. And like I said, you know, by then I went and put the makeup on, made sure I combed the wig out and everything, you know. And they like, hey, we know you. And they, you know, they taking pictures and they see me because I did Porn Star Confessionals while I was there. So it was like really, you know, this year was the first year I had people yanking me. I think I did 3 interviews while I was there that weren't scheduled. So, you know, I'm being
yanked
for Porn Star Confessionals. I'm being yanked for the On the Spot. I got pulled for sex radio, and it's like everybody's laughing at me because the whole time, every time you turn around, Miss V, oh, you need a drink. And I'm like, damn. And it was funny, but I told everybody, if you would have told me 6 years ago that people were going to be doing this, I would have said, hell, I just sell toys. And I sell people, I just sell toys. I sell toys,
yep.
and I have a radio show, but then I hang out with some cool ass people. I don't, you know, I don't go and say, hey, look at me, because I'm with Prince, you know. People would tap him, and we might be standing together. Well, can we get a picture? No, I'm going to move to the side. No, we want you too. Okay, well, okay, you know. And like I said, if you would have said 6 years ago that that was going to happen, I would have been like, hell no. And I tell everybody, you know, but I do love the fact that I live in Detroit where we don't see that, you know. So it's fun here, because being in Detroit, since I'm not a politician, I ain't got to worry about the damn paparazzi. I ain't stole no money.
Yep.
I haven't.
I've been
know,
to Detroit several times. I love Detroit.
I haven't been convicted of the federal crimes.
Yes, I like it there. I don't like it when it's cold, but otherwise, you know, I fuck with Detroit hard. So.
You know why I love Detroit? Because crime goes down when it snows. I tell motherfuckers, I love the more snow outside, the less crime is. It's hard for a criminal to run away and carjack you when it's cold outside. They think I'm joking, but I tell
and
them.
And she's not kidding, y'all.
I look at the snow, and I'd be like, oh, damn, it's going to be a foot of snow outside. Oh, shit, crime going to go down. I could go outside and do something.
Okay.
I look forward to the winter just because I know I'm going to hear about less murders. I'm going to hear about less nonsense. You know, I tell people I could actually, I could walk my dog in the winter and not worry about being fucked with. You know, you can't shovel your snow because for one reason, whatever reason, they think now they could come fuck with you when you're shoveling your snow. But I tell them, I bring my big ass dog outside and we have fun in the winter.
Okay.
So I tell them.
No, my first experience in Detroit when I came out for Drew Hefner's birthday bash, in February, a couple of years back, maybe even 3 years back, I was at Club Cheetah, and I was starving, and we stopped at, I want to say Popeye's Chicken or something to that effect, and when we pulled up to the window, it was completely, like, plexiglass, and everything, like, you had no human contact whatsoever. It was, you know, a turnaround cycle thing, how you got your food out and your money and everything. I was like, wow. So the crime is definitely serious in Detroit. If you're not knowing who to fuck with and what you're doing, yo, you're in trouble. Completely. But I will say this, though. Roderick Wright's masseuse at the MGM building is some of the best massage therapeutic feelings that you can get anywhere, and the spa is a beast. And yo, I'm not giving him a shout out just because, you know, he's a friend. I'm giving him a shout out because he really is one of the best masseuses in Detroit, hands down. And his facility, or the facility that he helps maintain, is awesome.
The MGM is nice.
Mm-hmm. It is beautiful. Beautiful. So
but,
are there any more questions
you know,
that
I mean,
you are dying to ask me?
You know what? Now it's time. Oh, yeah. Before I get to that, how tall are you?
I am 5'7" and a half. With heels, I'm about 5'8", 5'10", somewhere up in there. It just depends on the height of the heel, so.
And, you know, this is a question that everybody always want to know, and you can answer this any way you want to.
Okay.
So, for the fans, the curiosity is, are you available?
Available as in, am I taken? Yes, I am taken.
So, fellas, y'all hear that? She's off the market. You know, have to always ask, you know, because people want to know. Even if you're not in the industry, they want to know.
Well, I've had my dibbles and dabbles and, you know, it's been fun, but for the most part, you know, I'm content.
You know, so that is, you know, one of the that question for them. Now, I'm going to take you to that spot. It's called the V-Spot.
Ooh.
And the V-Spot is where I just go totally uncensored, unfiltered. I allow my listeners, you know, to ask the uncensored and unfiltered. We don't get up into the business or anything like that, you know. But we do get uncensored and unfiltered. We get kind of nasty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you, are you ready to go to the V-Spot?
Let's do it.
Okay. You know, people are always curious, be it that you're straight, gay, in porn, out of porn. Do you do anal?
I do anal when I want to do anal. But, yes, I do anal.
And Don Calypso in my chat room asks, what is the one sex act that you would never do on camera or even in person?
Probably anything that has to do with animals or sodomy or, you know, any type of pain inflicting type shit. But otherwise, I mean, I'm pretty much open. Being in the porn world, orgies are a part of that. So whether you're doing it on camera or you're doing it off camera, you want to know who you're working with. And once you become, you know, in that elite status and, you know, you deal with who you deal with, they will bring you in. And, you know, it's a lot of fucking going on. So I'm not opposed to fucking. I like fucking, but I like fucking when I want to fuck. So.
But Don Calypso all up in your business. Shit, I ain't even got to ask nothing. Don Calypso wants to know, what is the one sex act that you haven't done that you would like to do?
There aren't any. I've pretty much done everything I wanted to do. And even double penetration. I've tried double penetration, not on film, but just for self-gratification to say, oh, I can actually do this shit. It's not something that I want to do on camera or that you'll ever see me do on camera. But excuse me, for self-gratification, I did do it just so I know I can do it. And, you know, I would say this. I say that I'm definitely out of porn, and I am. But if there was ever a contract situation and some millions on the table, and I'm stressing millions because I know nobody in the porn industry right now is going to give away, you know, some millions on a contract just for somebody to come and sign with them that's not already a celebrity. You know, a movie star celebrity versus already a porn celebrity, then I have no worries. So unless somebody called my bluff, you won't ever see me do anything on camera again, unless it's some footage that I've just kind of held back. And I do have footage that I haven't released yet, but I probably will before the end of the year.
Okay, and like I said, my chat room is blowing up on you tonight. Roderick is asking, has anyone you dated gave you head in a movie theater?
Not in the movie theater, because I was probably the one giving the head.
On a bus, on a bus ride.
Wait a minute. City bus, Greyhound. Come on,
It was a Greyhound bus. So it was full, it was packed, and
front of the bus or back of the bus? Front of the bus or back of the bus?
We were in the back of the bus, but trust me, you're sure, definitely the driver had an eye full. He was awake the whole time, I assure you.
Wow. Shit, they got me. You know, they done got these questions. I'm like, okay. My question is, what was your best girl that you've ever done? Because you did a scene where you was the stepmother and you was eating some pussy up in a shower.
That was with Sasha Simmons and Mama Turns Me Out. I've had the pleasure of working with some awesome women over the years. And you know what? In all honesty, I can't tell you a favorite because they all, you know, they all are still really good friends. And for the most part, we had fun making the movie. And I just do what I do. And that's why my name is 101. So, my work ethic shows in its work. And, oh, my goodness, probably the one that I keep the most in contact with would be Brianna Bliss, Triple X. She and I did a couple of movies together, and one of them was with Lee Bang, and it's called 40 Ounce Bounce. And that was actually really, really fun. We got to hang out a lot together and do a lot of different things. And so she probably would be, one of my favorite people.
Okay, Don Calypso asked a question. He actually asked two. The first one is real easy. I think you answered that one. And the question was, have you ever received head while you were driving? Not given it, but have you received it? He specified received.
Yes and no, because that's kind of awkward. I will say I have tried it while driving. I've definitely fucked while driving, and that was an experience. Doing 70 on a freeway, and you're sitting on top of your mate. As far as giving
that's dangerous.
it is very, 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 very dangerous. But you have to be creative and you have to be safe. And, now you just have to be careful with everything. But I prefer to give head. I suck dick. I like sucking dick. So if my dude is driving and, I'm on the passenger side, I prefer to give him head. If I'm driving, it just kind of depends, the situation, where we're going. Because it's a different situation when you're giving head to the dude versus the guy giving you head and you're driving.
Okay. And Don Calypso's other question was, do you prefer getting your salad tossed or getting a dick in the ass? I thought that was tossing a salad. Maybe I'm not understanding.
Well, tossing the salad is tongue action, like they're putting their tongue in your ass.
Oh, okay.
That's called tossing a salad. I'm not opposed to either one of them, but I don't do anal as much as, the average porn star would do, because I do it when I want to do it, and when I want to do it, I just take it. So it's an easier process, it doesn't hurt, and it just, it boobs up just like your pussy would. So that's when, you kind of keep it moving.
And like I said, shit, every time I get ready to think of a question, they got questions gone.
Larry,
oh, wow, I just got done. I was told that I didn't know my card is temporarily suspended because I didn't know what tossing a salad. I'm sorry. I don't always know everything. I sell toys and...
You know, I never
came. Maybe that's why you have us.
Doctor, don't just call me out. I'm sorry, baby. I'm still learning. You know, I tell people I do a lot of stuff. I sell a lot of toys, you know, and I do shit in my bedroom that I don't even know what I be doing. So, no, I do shit in public. I don't know what I be doing.
We all do sometimes.
Oh, he said he didn't call me. He was just reviewing my freak accreditation. Oh, Roderick said, what is your favorite position? Hello? Okay, I think we got
Tiffany. Oh, I'm here. No, okay. I'm here. It used to be riding, and I'm a mean rider, so that was my all-time favorite. But now I kind of like it doggy. More than anything, I prefer, you know, just every position in the back. If it's personal, I like missionary. I like, you know, the guy to be on top and, you know, lift and pull and move everything and legs up and, you know, in his mouth and shit, you know, wherever we can put it.
Okay, Don Calypso said, when you said riding, do you mean regular or reverse cowgirl?
All of the above. I like to see the toes curl, too, so.
Now, see, when I think of riding, I think of riding the face.
Yeah? But you know what? I got pierced. Since I got out of porn, I got pierced. So most people, that's an automatic situation even before I got pierced. But after I got pierced, it's even more crazier now because they think it's a fucking toy. And I guess it is a toy, but it's attached to me. So, you know, everything is a lot more sensitive. So, you know, they can fucking eat and lick, and I like it if they're doing it right. And if not, then I will stop them. And if we're fucking, let's fuck. So as long as you're doing it right, you can eat me. If not, you're not going to eat me. You're going to fuck me, or I'm going to fuck you.
Well, before I get to Don Calypso's question, I have to make sure that I asked you the question that I asked all my guests. You know, I'm the toy lady. So curiosity is my job to know, what is your favorite toy?
I've had several of them over the years, and my all-time favorite is definitely the Silver Bullets. Excuse me, because you can put one here, you can put one there.
Okay, so you do a single or a double bullet?
I like both.
Because tonight,
like single and the double.
Tonight's, okay, guys, I know you're listening. Tonight's demo is actually the double bullet. So,
ooh.
and I've got the one that has the different speeds. So
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna.
Yes,
so it's
yes.
Gonna be fun.
But my favorite dildo is probably still to this day the Wascally Rabbit.
We had to talk about
the
beads.
We did.
We got to get you a dream maker.
Oh, good Lord.
The Dream Maker. You got to get a Dream Maker. I love the Dream Maker. I just sold 3 Dream Makers last weekend. They all thanking me. Apparently, husbands are thanking me too for the Dream Maker. So, but the Dream Maker is the, like, imagine your Wascally Rabbit, but with disc on the inside of it and with about 20 different speeds. And 20 different ways to do it. It go forward and then reverse, and then you could vibrate the rabbit that's on there. Oh, it's good.
Oh, wow.
It's the Dream Maker.
I'm interested. I want to see what it does.
The Dream Maker is it's a Dream Maker. Shit. That's one of the few toys that has actually made me squirt. Well,
the Sandman is not a friend of mine, so anything that will help the process of me going to sleep would definitely help.
This will help you. Well, I'm trying to, Don Calypso, and I'm trying to answer you guys' questions. So you guys, can y'all stop for just a second? So I mean, this screen is only going so fast. I'm like,
they are going in.
Okay, Don Calypso's question.
Have you ever gotten a dude to come so hard that his toes balled into a fist?
No, but whoever has, I want to see that. Now, I have, you know, had toes curl, especially when I sucked their pee-pee. <That's> what... I had head toes curl, but not ball into a fist, no. That's impressive. I definitely want to see that.
And then Roderick asked, have you ever been blindfolded?
Not in the most recent years of my life, no. Simply because I have a problem with control. So if I feel like, excuse me, I trust people, you know, sparingly. And I'm not opposed to doing anything, but you don't have to tie me up and you don't have to blindfold me. I want to see what's going on. I want to see your reaction. I want to see where you're putting whatever it is that you're putting on me, in me, you know, around me. I want to know. So, no, I don't do blindfolds. Unless we're going to dinner or something like that.
Don Calypso asked, the question for you is, what is more effective to get you to reach your orgasm, tongue fucking or dick?
Believe it or not, I can nut off of both of them. When I was working and actually fucking, you know, on camera, I didn't nut. And if I did, it wasn't, you know, to the extreme of, you know, what it is in a personal aspect. But on a personal aspect, if you're good at tongue action, you can definitely get me to nut. If not, then, you know, hopefully you aren't fucking, because if not, you definitely won't get a call back.
Hey, you know, I have a requirement. If you can't eat a pussy, don't even talk to me. You know, that's a prerequisite for me.
And you know what? I used to be in agreement with that, but now it's more of a, you know, as long as you have to have two of the three. I'm a kisser. I like to kiss. And no, I don't kiss everybody, but I do kiss. And if we're kissing and it's great, then that's a plus. If you can suck dick, I mean, eat pussy good and fuck, that's a good bonus. But if you can at least fuck and not eat pussy, you know, we can maybe still work with it. But you got to be able to do at least two of the three.
See, I think when I hit 40, you know, they say, I don't know if you've heard it, but I heard before I turned 40 that when you turn 40, your sex drive, like, goes up. I was already a freak, and I hit 40, and it was like, okay, we could fuck 24/7.
I can
pretty much anywhere. I was doing that before,
mm-hmm.
but it's even more
exactly.
intense.
I can do that now.
I'm at a brand new speed now on that.
I'm waiting patiently to get there.
I'm telling you, when that, it's like I hit 40, and I know my mom's not listening, so I can say this. And, you know, everybody who knows me knows that my family knows what I do, and they know, I talk about them too. And I can tell you that when my mother hit 40, anybody who know about Married with Children, my father, because I was overseas, I wasn't here in the country, he would keep saying,
mm-hmm.
your mom is acting like Peg Bundy. And I finally realized it one day.
Yes.
And even now, and my mother is still a young woman. She's in her early 60s. And
mm-hmm.
I swear, it must be my family, because all the women in my family are freaks. My aunt is a freak. My grandmother is a freak. I'm like, and everybody talks to me since I sell toys. So, you know, I could give a Christmas present, and that Christmas present turns into a sex game. How you get a simple game and say, we can have a sex game out of this, and tell me, like, I want to hear this about you and your husband. I don't know. But I hear it. I know.
You know what? I had that.
You never know.
I had that. I've been open with my family since I started adult photos. And, you know, they knew that I used to want to pose for Playboy. And by far, that was, you know, my all-time favorite magazine before all the new magazines came out. But I just thought it was sexy, jazzy, classy. So they've known, you know, shit since I was 17, 18, what it probably would be. Now, as far as porn is concerned, I don't think any of them had any inclination, you know, any inkling of thinking that I would be in porn, or that I would have taken it to that level. And you know what? I'm grateful for that, because if they thought it, I probably wouldn't have done it. And I kind of wanted to be outside the box and excuse me, be that girl that nobody thought would, you know, come from a small town and go and, you know, become a celebrity in the most unprofessional sense of the word, if you can, because that's how porn is looked at. You know, it's looked at as entertainment, and, you know, people don't appreciate it for what it, you know, what it is.
Well, we got porn collections in my family, so.
Well, we do too now, and I don't
know. No, this was even before I started selling toys. I mean, I knew about Vanessa Del Rio, the whole series of The Devil and Miss Jones. I saw it before I turned 18. Vanessa Del Rio is the one who made me want to have sex. So I was like, damn, black women do that? She was doing some shit. I was like, she was the first person I ever saw do a DP. I didn't even know they did stuff like that. And I saw that DP, mm-hmm. and I didn't do a DP until I got in my 30s. But,
yep.
you know, it's like watching her do it, I was like, oh, damn. You know, that is like my idol to this very day. Miss Del Rio, if you listen, I know you're not doing interviews, but it's still open. You know, I'm still, you know, whenever you decide to do them interviews, you come on here, sweetie, because you're like my idol. You know, this is a female talking. I've been watching you since I was a teenager. And, you know,
I grew up watching Diana DeVoe and, you know, Roxy Reynolds, Jenna Jameson, you know, too. And then the earlier version, I can't even think of her name now, but she was a white girl. And, you know, it's like, wow. You know, I actually kind of did some of the same things that they did, because now it's a little bit more aggressive. Excuse me, they've been doing, you know, different styles and different everything for years, but now it's more aggressive because, you know, anybody can get out and make a movie now. And after, you know, two or three, you know, if your marketing team is a beast, you're a porn star. So the thrill is actually not the same for me as it was.
Well, I think now, because I like the fact that at least the movies I used to watch, and like I said, The Devil and Miss Jones, and then it was another one. Well, you know what?
They
it was another one
fucking.
That was out. It was one that was, it was like you had a full-fledged movie. Because
exactly.
I forget
what the name of this movie was,
but it was a movie, and it was about the chick fucking the damn gardener. But
yeah.
Yep. I forget, I'll remember it, because it was another movie. And when I went overseas, if there was any porn that I wanted, you know, I was right there. I actually introduced my ex-husband to porn. Because I don't think, you know, I really didn't know that somebody from Tennessee didn't know about the porn the way I did. So I probably turned him into a freak. But
you probably did.
But he'd be okay. But you know what? I'm loving that you were my guest. And, you know, we're coming to the end of the show. And I still got a toy demo to do. But I want to, you know, everybody, I want to thank you for listening. Definitely, I want to thank my guest, Miss Desire 101, for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You know, if you know, we're going to have a song, a brief intermission with a song. So if you want to sit back and listen, you get to hear my live toy demo. And, but I want to, you know, put this out there, everybody. You know, we've got next week's guest is the topless DJ Starlet. She's going to be telling us all her ventures, got that good music playing. The week after that, I got Cam Star Sammy Brooks. Her and all her breastises. Lord, that woman is sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're going to have fun with her. And I want to remind everybody, the 19th through the 21st of April, I will be on air 4 days that week. That Tuesday, there will be no guests. That will be a tell me what you want to say at Exotica, holla at me, talk to me today. It's going to be an open mic, you know. Anybody who wants to call in, we're going to bullshit for 2 hours because I will be preparing for Exotica. So I decided not to have a guest that week. But definitely on that Friday, once we get set up at Exotica, we will be airing live. I will get the times for each day because of Exotica having different times going on. I will not be doing my normal 9 to 11 slot. Most definitely, they're going to be a little bit earlier slots. Sunday will be a much earlier slot. It will probably be cleaner. We will still keep it nasty and sexy. So I'll still be listed under the explicit category. But make sure you guys listen to that because we're going to have fun. And I've got some guests dropping in. I've got a lot of people dropping in, and we'll be yanking people on the spot at Exotica. And they're going to get a chance to get up in my business. And you guys, this is when everybody's going to get up in my business because they're going to see me trying to multitask. You ever try to sell toys and run a radio show? That's interesting. And live at that. But we'll also, you know, remember you guys, if you want to go to Exotica and you're going to be in Atlantic City, this is your chance to go on and still get that calendar. A couple of weeks is left before Exotica. I'm still going to be drawing them names. As I said, if you don't buy a calendar, you won't hear me draw a name. You won't get that phone call. That's the only way I'm doing it. You know, you're getting the VIP pass, and VIP to Exotica is $70 for one day, you know. And since we're down to the last couple of weeks, I'm actually going to let whoever wins the next couple of weeks, if they buy the calendar, choose what day they want to go, but you only get one day. Plus, you might get a chance to hang out with us at some of the parties. We don't know where we're going to be hanging at after 10 and 11-hour days. But, again, I want to thank my guest, Ms. Desire, and tell everybody how they could contact you. I definitely want them to know how they could contact you.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Desire 101 I am working at job in Atlanta, trying to help build and promote it. It's at the letter ATL.
Okay. You're going a little fuzzy. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry, sweetie.
Oh, the letter ATL is one of the clubs that I'm assisting in the promoting process. It's off of Marietta Street. 806 Marietta Street in Atlanta, downtown. Come by, check out the girls, and even me, and let me know that you heard me on the Miss V station. And I'm also on Facebook. For those of you who know me by the name Jody, it's Jody the Real Miss Desire Thomas. And, you know, you can find me. I post to all of them, and I have a fan page on there as well. So just hit me up, or you can Gmail me, or email me at Gmail. MissDesire101@gmail.com
See, y'all got all kind of ways to contact her. So definitely, you know, make sure you check her out. And she does answer on Twitter, you know. She will holler back, you know. I gotta give a big shout out to my girl, you know. I also want to say again, if you guys need to contact me, check me out on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. Make sure you get all your pleasure products at thetoylady.com. That's DATOYLADY. You will be able to get tonight's feature product there. It will be on the homepage within a couple of hours after we go off the air as the feature product along with the calendar. And you can like us on Facebook at V's After Dark Pleasure Products. Leave your comments. You know, say what you want to say. Holler at me on Twitter. I want to again thank Ms. Desire for coming in. Guys, stay tuned. In a minute, we'll have the live demo of the Double Bullet. And sit back for a minute and listen to a little bit of Rope Burn. Ms. Desire, do you have anything you want to say before I put you on hold?
I just want to say thanks, everybody. Thanks to all my fans and the questions, everybody that supports me. And Ms. V, thank you so much for having me on your show. And in general, just for being a girl. I appreciate it.
I love you too, sweetie. I'm going to put everybody. So you guys sit back, listen. We're going to do a little bit of Rope Burn, and when we come back, we will have the demo. It's going to be a short Rope Burn.
My lips hurt. Oh.
everybody. I told you it was going to be a short rope burn. I want to thank my guest, Miss Desire 101, for coming in. Tonight's live toy demo is the double bullet. I'm using tonight the silver double bullet. It's one of my favorites. I got it going. What you're hearing right now is the two bullets clicking. This is adjustable speed, up and down, from slow to fast. That's the fastest speed. Tell everybody, you know, sit back, relax, get your lube, get your cloth, get your lotion. It's time for the live toy demo, the double silver bullet. And for the person who asked, am I going to do anal with my silver bullets tonight? No, we're going to do a bullet in the pussy and a bullet on the clit. Ooh, so sit back, guys. And enjoy. In my ear, but that was the silver bullet, and I definitely should have fun with it. Definitely, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank my guests. I want to thank my listeners. If this is your first time listening, you're listening to V's After Dark, brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products. You can get all your pleasurable needs at thetoylady.com. That's DATOYLADY.com. Check back with me next week, guys, and enjoy the rest of your night. I'll talk to you next week.